Well, Headspace is a National Youth Mental Health Foundation, and they're looking to reach out to young Indigenous people who may need mental health assistance. They spent last week finding out how best to get that message across.
Last week in Melbourne, 11 young Indigenous people from around Australia met to discuss getting mental health support out to remote areas. Sarah Shiel is Manager of Community Relations at Headspace and in charge of this latest project.
Headspace is a, I guess, what you'd call a mainstream health organisation, but we know that young Indigenous Australians are experiencing higher rates of mental ill health. So what we wanted to do was ensure that Headspace was still a place that they can come and get that help and support. And at the moment, we are actually doing quite well. So our statistics are sort of showing that around 6 to 7% of young people accessing help through Headspace identify as Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander.
So could you tell me a little bit about what happened last week and what the results were?
We recruited an amazing group of 11 young Australians who were from right across the country, from Elko Island to Broome to Brisbane to Perth, literally everywhere and anywhere. We brought them to Melbourne for 5 days to work with a Indigenous advertising agency called Galimba. We really gave them a blank slate, so we didn't come in with any ideas of what we wanted this campaign to look like. We really wanted to give them, you know, an open book to start with. So what we did was get them to think about the creative process right from the start. What we ended up with after the week was really a very good base in which to develop this campaign from. So we're not finished yet, and we'll work with the young people that were involved over the coming months to ensure that the final product really represents their thoughts and their feelings.
Do you have any ideas what the final product will look like yet, or what we could expect to see?
We're going to need a number of elements to this campaign. One size isn't going to fit all, so we will be developing materials specifically for our centres to use. So that may be things like posters and postcards that they can use through their networks. The young people that we worked with really talked about the importance of word of mouth, so we've got to start considering how we may be able to do that in some communities. Social media came up quite a bit about how we can get the campaign and the messaging out through social media. So a whole range of different ideas.
Sarah Shiel, Project Manager at Headspace. She says the awareness campaign should be ready to go by early next year. Torto Sansbury is a South Australian Aboriginal elder who has been trying for several years to get funding for a 24-hour suicide crisis centre for young Indigenous people in remote communities. He says increasing awareness only scratches the surface of a much deeper issue.
I think increasing awareness is good, but I think there's other issues that need to be addressed, and that is an appropriate service where young Aboriginal men and women that can go down and sit and talk face to face with people and understand the different issues about what suicide in Aboriginal communities are, and coming to the fact that not every Aboriginal person that commits suicide is mentally ill. So, these are the things that need to be discussed, and I don't think everything should be put in the mentally ill basket for Aboriginal people.
So what kind of services do you think need to be available? Because Headspace is quite a mainstream organisation. Do you think that there needs to be something more specific?
Absolutely. If you're dealing with Aboriginal people, you've got to have a specific program that identifies, the importance of what colonisation has done to Aboriginal people. Headspace is a mainstream organisation, and government agencies that fund these programs have to understand that there are Aboriginal organisations and people out there that can really deliver the program and deliver it with, I think, greater outcomes.
So you're looking for more Indigenous input in the issue?
I'm looking for a lot more Aboriginal input into the issues, and I'm looking for a lot more to the point that Aboriginal people drive the issues and deal with them.
Have you received any response?
I've not received one response from the state government in relation to my request of a suicide prevention or a crisis care 24/7 unit in South Australia. Not one response from our Minister for Aboriginal Affairs, not one from our Premier of South Australia, not one from any politician. And because I think the reasons are that they don't really understand the magnitude of the problems that we have, and I think some of the advice that they get maybe is ill-informed.
The Headspace campaign that they've started up, they consulted with a group of young Indigenous people, so I suppose that's a start in the right direction for Indigenous input. What do you think?
Well, I think it is. You know, if you're going to talk about a youth issue, you've got to talk to younger people. You know, you don't need to talk to an old fellow like me, but the thing about it is that a lot of guidance to places like Headspace have to come from the older side of the Aboriginal community to get a fair understanding of what the issues are, you know, we're really faced with.
South Australian Aboriginal Elder Torto Sansbury ending that report by Ellie Cooper.